the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thank you, Elgin. welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida in Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida. That was Elgin David, who just had a baby boy Xander.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to him and his wife, Jocelyn. The boy is already taller than Elgin.
Wow.
He's already stepping up. I'm only kidding, buddy. Congratulations. Anyway, welcome to the show. Brianna B is here.
Thank you.
Right, and her second appearance here.
Yeah.
And your second appearance, yeah, Sean Mullins is here.
I think he planned that out. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are two-timers.
Awesome, yeah. Had to come back.
That's it. Welcome to the show. And, of course, I've been here, I don't know, fucking.
What episode is that?
Yeah. That shit's been on that long and it's still not been picked up? Hey, yeah, whatever. It's a very independent podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening. And while you're listening, go to our home site in podbean.com. That's our main... And donate. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, look, everybody dropping off now. I'm asking for money. go on there and just say, hey, it's $1 a month. You know, Brianna comes from Palm Beach all the way to Coral Springs. So that's, you know.
A lot more than a dollar in gas money right
yeah.
there.
So we need a bunch of you. All we need is about 15 of you to donate $1 a month if you're listening. Anyway, it's Monday and we had Valentine's Day last week. And I came through. I surprised my wife with a rainbow roses at the dinner table at the restaurant where I got reservations.
Mm. I mean, that's some pro moves right there.
That was
rainbow
pretty.
Roses.
What is it? 20
rainbow
26,
roses, dude.
26 years married
that's
now.
Pretty cool.
You should definitely.
Yeah.
He really wants her to try something different. That's why he went with the rainbow.
Well, there were.
I brought a guy with these roses.
Some guy wearing a fucking. Ass chaps.
Jackie, we're about to teach him something.
ass chaps.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Jackie says, I'm about to teach these guys at Virgin Beach. Absolutely. Because that's all I could do is teach.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't do anymore, you either coach it or ref it.
Shout out to you, by the way, Jackie. Yeah, congratulations for your awesome weekend.
Jackie Sanchez is now Brian Callen's Florida MC.
Yeah. His front man.
Yeah, exactly. Like opening act. Like Quiet Riot used to have Twisted Sister.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, an Iron Maiden.
I mean, she has
Jackie Sanchez is Twisted
you know?
Sister.
Yeah. We're going to make an analogy.
We just need to get Dan Casso's wig.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
So, congratulations. Speaking of the improv, Wednesday I'm going to be at Orlando with Brian Glowacki. So, come out Wednesday night.
Orlando improv's awesome.
Yeah. But, dude, first of all, let's get into it. Yeah, you have this guy. I call him. We did this on Facebook Live. Here on the podcast, but Sean, comic, how long have you been doing comedy now?
8 months.
8 months, okay, you little prick. All right, so it's good for you, man.
Thanks,
and but, you know, congratulations, because, you know, it's usually you want a comic that wants stage time, that, you know, idea is you got to get a room somewhere, and you start hosting it, you learn how to, you know, that's how you get your own stage time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't go do it in the same shopping center as another guy's room.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
I mean, I'm just joking around. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you do this right. But, you know,
I try to spread it out. You know, I don't try to be in one central area.
Let it be known, Sean likes to spread it.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, who doesn't? He's unique. So, But, you know, he's like, he's got the McDonald's concept, you know, one every few miles, at least a certain territorial distance away. It's a franchise idea. He knows what he's doing.
He's doing it well. He's working it well.
Exactly. And
I want to be like Starbucks on every corner.
Exactly. Just be nice to let him use their bathrooms. Yeah. At his open mics, Sean lets you use his open mics bathroom. I mean, it's the venue's bathroom, but Sean's not going to say, hey, hold on a second. I need to see some ID before you go into that female bathroom.
Exactly.
All right. So
let's get it political.
Starting
early.
So it takes some effort to do that, first of all, to get a room, right? Mm-hmm. Like, fucking guy.
I mean,
I'm almost getting ready to yell at him, like, dude, stop fucking tagging me on your same. Oh, wait a minute. It's a different show. This fucking guy's got another room. So I mean, in the key's cash. I think your secret to your rooms is cash. Listen, you're going to come and do up an open mic, but the best set. I don't know who your fucking judges are, but the best sets are gets $100 or $50. I mean, you know, that's $100 if you
and
win.
And it's usually always someone who kills it that night. It's never always like it. Sometimes it's like someone who brings people out, you know, which of course is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times it's like based on like who actually does well.
Yeah, sometimes the talent actually overshadows. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, if someone brings out 20 people, they brought 20 people. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but that's wrong though. Like, I've seen shows like that where there's an open mic contest or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
And somebody's killing up their material and there's people just sitting there all smug and stuff.
Their
friends to win.
No,
but that's, you can't happen. If you're funny, people are going to laugh. They're going to bust a gut. That's the beauty of comedy.
Of course.
Right? So, you know, and, you know, that's the interesting part of it because you have to, the best thing about open mic is you don't have to worry about the booking part.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you use the
sign-in sheet. That is your method of getting on. You do the sign-in sheet.
For sure. I think that's the best method.
Everybody who signs in performs.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll go until like 1 a.m. if we have like 40 people. I don't know. I want everyone to get stage time. That's the most important thing.
Regardless if there's anybody there.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly,
sometimes that's the way it is, you know.
Yeah. That's kind of what makes it awesome too, right? Because then you have to work really hard because there's those two people that are there.
Yeah.
You know, like the last time I went to Artful Dodger, there was what, the three guys at the bar and the one girl who was crocheting in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you have to work hard, but those are well earned laughs.
That's learning by fire. That's the way you do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to always say Perry Sack, me. We used to do bar shows. You know, we weren't getting a lot of stage time in a room, so we're doing bar shows and stuff. But you know, you learn a lot as a comic at a bar show trying to get the crowd's attention.
Yeah.
They're not sitting there looking at you, you know, like ready to go. These are people that are sitting there. Oh, you turn, why'd you turn the TV off?
Yeah, they came. Yeah,
I'm sorry. There's a show.
They
you
came
to
for
wear?
A beer. And...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But you actually get some. It's like bands. You know, the old days when the rock bands would tour all over. They get in a fucking van and they throw their shit in there. You know what I mean? Oh, who forgot the fucking mic cord?
Yeah.
You know, you got to deal with that shit. And you're playing. You know. But that's how the band gets, like, they get synced, or they hate each other and they leave each other.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. I'm going to go back to working at the Radio Shack.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So
you learn a lot about yourself by doing a show with no one in there. You know, you find out whether or not you actually love comedy.
There's definitely a
signal.
Yeah.
You know, it's a gut check. You
there's
know?
Definitely a moment where all of a sudden somebody will make that decision. Am I going to make this work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or am I going to sit there and just be, oh, this sucks. I could have been at, I could have Skyped this in.
Or like the other one too is when you've got a full house with a good crowd,
right?
And you just fucking bomb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like, that's the other one. Because how do you recover from that?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, kill the mood for the whole mic.
Yeah.
That's
never a good feeling when everybody's killing, right? Let's say, and then. Or nobody's doing anything one way or the other, and you're like, the crowd. And all of a sudden, somebody goes up and goes, "Ooh, well, maybe it's not the crowd."
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
maybe it's just my jokes.
Yeah.
The only thing I could pass on to you, younglings, when it comes to something like that, is always own the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never blame the crowd. You know, never get mad at them for what's happening. You're the person with the mic on stage. You are the god. You are the Neptune of this moment.
Yeah.
It's up to you. And, you know, don't get, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Oh, this is funny. You know, I told this joke at the Chuckle Hut and everybody laughed.
This is my favorite part about hecklers, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love taking on a good heckler.
I have too much self-hatred to blame the crowd, you know? Every time I'm just like, it's my fault.
It's definitely me that sucks.
I know, I suck.
It's just horrible.
And I've only
I'm so glad you guys have tolerated me for the last few minutes. And thank you so much.
All right, here's your first comment.
But you know what? That's a funny persona that comes out. When you, you know, you say, so that's a good thing to use. And be honest. I was saying, be honest, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Victor, I did the first show at Victor's Room in the downtown Fort Lauderdale.
It's a great fucking room.
Yeah, it's
it
pretty cool.
So
it's
going
to be such a good workout room.
Like, yeah, definitely. I mean, Sunday, too.
And they got food.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big and it's challenging. It's got its own, you know, acoustic challenges.
Yeah. You're going to say it was autistic.
Yeah.
Victor looks a little autistic big time. No, I'm only kidding. He's a good kid. You know,
he's a very good kid.
He's awesome.
And, you know, here's a kid. I mean, we watched him. If you're at that first night, his audition as a host would never get him stage time. But God bless him. And I told him.
But
I
that's
said,
how you get better at
I
as
told,
a host.
I said, dude, first of all, here's the thing. And I've been doing this a long time. Not only are you have to host the show.
Yeah.
But you're looking about, you got the, and the guy's doing the PA system too, which that's not, I don't have that level of commitment anymore.
He has a boombox, it's all good.
You know what I mean? Nah. I'm like, listen, if I had to go, and he's running around and this and that, and I said, dude, just first of all.
Like a little mama hen.
Yeah, you're not just a kid going on stage, you're a kid who's doing this, you're getting the chords, you're getting this, you're nervous, it's your first time, dude. Just keep doing it.
Definitely.
It's like golf, you know what I mean? You don't just go out there and hit the ball 280 yards.
No.
You know, you got to take a few swings. Listen to me. I'm in a Tony Robbins mode. Isn't that great? Everybody, welcome to the Tony Robbins Hour.
No. I mean, but like hosting, just like being an open mic or going up on stage is a skill that you have to work on. You know,
that's it's a
totally different skill than just going up there and doing 5 minutes. You know,
yeah, you don't. And that's the thing you learn. You're there. You're running the show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I have Frank Del Pizzo, a good friend of mine. He does a room in Cape Coral once every Thursdays or whatever it is.
Mm.
And I've done it a few times now, and I've taken John there. John Lovis took there last time with Jackie, taking some folks over there. And it's like, so now instead of me going and closing the show, I'd rather do the old Dangerfield move and say, hey, everybody, welcome. I go open the show. I'm the host of it. And I'm like, hey, everybody, welcome. I just want to share some people I think are fucking funny.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll enjoy them. In the meantime, here, and then, you know what I mean? And then, oh, here's the first person comes out, and you give them like 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you give them a light. Give him a 7 to 10 minute, you know, 7 to 10. You know what 7 to 10 minute means? Okay, you're going to get a 2 minute light one way or the other.
Yeah.
So if you're maybe not doing your job, you're going to get a light at 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, but if you're doing good, you're going to go, wow, I'm up here long, and then you're going to be like, wow, this is going well.
Yeah.
7 to, you know, you're doing the 7 to 10 minute spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing that. You know, and then like, hey, just bring it down. Giving people a chance of being somewhere else outside South Florida.
Yeah,
no. Fucking people.
Who would have thought that there's comedy outside of here, right?
You got to get out. You got to get out.
It's South Florida, New York, and L.A. That is it.
You know, it's amazing. You can't be a comic who's done shows in the Tri-County area here in Florida and say, my shit is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? You can't. Yeah,
you gotta,
I mean, you can't really do that
out
anywhere. You really do have to, like, grow up. You have to, like, fly the coop at some point.
Yeah.
And it's important.
Speaking
for
of flying the coop, have you been to the robot lately? Are you going to the robot? Are you there? Are you not? You're not the photo person anymore, right?
No. I'm still doing the photos.
Oh, you are.
See,
that's, I'm telling you about like this kid about with the cables and the PA systems and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just go do your open mic. Worry about comedy. Let somebody else take a fucking photo.
Yeah.
And by the way, what's the deal with your hat, man?
Wait
backwards?
A minute. Are you telling me not to do it anymore? What's happening?
That was such
here?
A weird segue. You take photos, and what's up with your hat? Like, what's the,
I used
what
to
is
buy pants here.
Yeah, I'm going into my get off my yard.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in my yard.
No, just deconstruct my whole outfit, please.
Yeah, no.
I hate it. No, I'm sure.
But anyway.
It's not as bright as normal. I was expecting some brighter colors.
Yeah, it's Monday, you know.
Yeah.
Never mind. Makes sense. Got right. It.
So at any rate, so we're talking here with guest Sean Mullins. A comic who's just a few months into it, but he runs like 85 rooms.
Yep,
85. 7 days a week.
Speaking of Marina 84.
And Brianna, who's By the way, what happened to the leftovers? You enticed some of the co-hosts in our co-host.
I know,
pool.
And then nobody like wanted to go out for the cupcake. So, I told you like I had to bring my dog. That was honestly like the biggest thing. Is I had
cupcakes.
A dog. I had a dog in the car.
Did the dog eat the cupcakes?
No, the dog didn't eat the cupcakes. Okay. I just didn't go and grab them from the food truck on my way because.
Well, that's good. It's good.
I
don't need
dog
cupcakes.
Fur all over.
I don't need cupcakes. I really don't.
And I figured like, Sean probably.
No, look at me. Sure. You can eat some cupcakes.
He's had
there.
His fill.
Captain Flacco.
Oh, yeah.
You can use them. I don't need them. All right. All right, a couple things I'm going to share with you. First of all, I mentioned New Year's. I'm like Pelosi over here. Nancy Pelosi the other day said Happy Thanksgiving, but it was Valentine's Day.
Ah.
She's not all with it.
My stepsister went around Thanksgiving and told everybody Happy Easter
last
year.
That's nice. It's always good.
I love crazy people.
Yeah, there's
she got to like five people before she realized what she was doing.
All right, let me put you guys into this situation. I told, like I said, this on Valentine's Day, I made the reservations at a restaurant, very nice place, and it's fun. And a friend of mine hooked me. It's very good, beautiful place. Whatever I say today, I would tell people I'm going to go back. Let me just say this: it's a great place. But the waiter kind of fucked up. All right, I'm just going to call it. But here's and you guys share with me what you think.
Okay.
All right. We ordered ribeyes, okay? Ribeyes.
Reasonable Valentine's
nice,
Day dinner.
Yeah, and I was happy because I got this tooth pulled and I got an implant, and I was excited because on the next morning I had to get my tooth pulled, the post put in and surgery drilled into my bone and a post. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat a steak the night before because I'm not going to be able to eat shit for a couple weeks. So we get the steaks.
Did your tooth like fall into the steak or something?
The waiter messed this up for us.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I complained.
It's too rare.
I complained and he punched me in the mouth. Hey, and knocked the tooth.
He's like, I don't need to go to the dentist tomorrow.
I had a tooth already pulled.
Oh, okay.
And, I'm getting surgery. I'm getting
a
transplant in my, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
you know, an implant, transplant. Yeah, I'm getting a new fucking kidney in my teeth. All right,
my teeth now identify as a female.
Yeah,
getting some like marigolds planted in there.
My teeth are like my teeth are transgendering.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to be teeth.
Just
they're going to be more gummies. Yeah, now I got teeth. They're more like gums. My teeth want to be gums now. That's actually
they
a funny premise.
As gums.
All right. So anyway, we eat this now. Mind you, I hadn't eaten all day because I was getting ready for this, so we ate. And we had
some intermittent fasting.
We had some interesting. Oh, it was I love it. It was great. They had the what is it called? The chicken dip, God damn it, buffalo chicken dip. Right, very delicious. It was awesome. Well, chicken. So we ate that. So I only ate half my steak. My wife barely ate a quarter of hers.
Ooh.
This fucking guy comes up, and we had like where that little dish was, where the fat from the ribeye was kind of and it's like, oh, you want me to throw this away? And I thought he meant. The fucking fat that was sitting on this. Yeah, I would suggest throwing it away. He threw away the steaks.
Oh, my God.
He comes back. He's like, my wife goes, I think he thinks you. I go, why would I throw away half a steak? It's a $35 fucking steak. Oh, yeah, just throw it out.
God.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Just take my wallet while you're at it and throw it in the fucking, the dispenser.
As an ex-fat guy, that kills me.
Right.
Right.
I'm just like, oh no, it's
as
such
a
waste.
Fat girl.
No, it's such a waste, man.
As like anybody, like that's just a waste of food.
Yeah.
One of our Facebook listeners, Deborah Curtis, says, "What's up, Dougie? Hey, what's up? I remember her. You the goddess, Deborah of Sex Toy Lady. She's a sex
Wait
toy
a minute.
Lady.
Why am I not on the No offense, Sean, but why am I not on the show with her right now? We should have Deborah
excuse
over.
Excuse me. I am a sex toy expert just like her.
Trust me.
Trust me.
I wouldn't shake his hand. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah,
I wouldn't kiss my hand either.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Ooh, now I want it. Now I want you to go grab me a fucking chicken wing off the floor. I would like that. She was on the show and
talked
about.
I was
about,
really going to feed you the cupcakes.
Yeah. That would be funny. That would have been great photos. By the way, you got to remind me that we got to take photos of everybody here.
Okay.
All right. So at any rate, I just thought, I looked at the guy, I said, why would I throw away half my steak? It's 35, so we ended up getting a bottle for free.
Oh, okay.
They gave us the wine off,
that's
you
cool.
know, meanwhile, the bottle probably cost them $5.
Yeah.
Did they give you like another, how much was the bottle like for
it's a little more expensive. It was basically the same. It was like $45 bottle of wine, $40 steak. with all the
okay,
trimmings.
So it's an $8 bottle of wine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Thought. So I was like, well, and then I thought, she says, we'll cook you another one and you'll take that home. I'm like, no, because I'm going to get a fucking tooth implant tomorrow. You know, it's like, that's great.
You should have had steak and eggs for breakfast the next day.
It would have been teased.
Anyway.
You should have had it for breakfast.
Nah, yeah.
But that's, if anything, people would not throw it away.
Yeah.
And we even told the other waiter came by, you want me to box this? And I said, yeah, box it.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I accidentally ordered a $150 steak one time. And I had no idea.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Yeah.
Would you order it for a hooker?
I was in Key West with my family and my sister. The waiter comes up and he's like, we have a special tonight. And I always thought, oh, specials? That's right. Cheaper, right? No.
Yeah,
he didn't tell us
special.
The price. And me and my sister was like,
oh yeah, no.
If
they're not saying the price,
yeah,
they're telling
ridiculous.
You the specials?
He said the price of everything else except for the steak at the end. And everything else was cheap. So I was like, I'll go with the steak. And it was huge. And it was like $150 on the bill.
Oh, my God.
I had to take out a mortgage on my house. Yeah. And now I'm living in my car. Please donate to the podcast, guys.
Yeah. Patron money goes to his big steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's still paying that off on his credit card.
You had that Fred
ridiculous.
Flintstone fucking steak.
It was great. It was a great steak.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
ate the whole fucking... You ate a whole
he ate the fucking bone at that price.
Yeah, at that point.
I stayed there all night.
Probably squatted on the bone.
Yeah, I had the meat sweat. And everything. Yeah.
Speaking about sex toys.
Steaks are
crazy.
But yeah. All right. Here's what we're gonna the topic of the day, and it's and again we mentioned this on the show. We had Chris Priester on the show, who's my partner in the Ebony and Olive comedy tour. I'm the Olive, and in case you weren't sure. And those of you don't know, Chris Priester, he's a teacher and comic, cool. Is doing great, very funny guy. Won Ultimate Miami Comedy Challenge, $5,000. And he's a black man. He's 6'4". He used to coach football and basketball. He's a coach guy. He's, he's a regular dude.
Yeah.
And when this whole Jussie Smollett situation occurred, when the story broke about this guy who supposedly got lynched by these two crazy redneck Trump supporters that wearing red MAGA hats, and they were screaming MAGA this and shit, and they put a noose around his neck that he thought would be a good idea to wear to the police station.
And poured bleach
was
all
it
over
a fake
him,
story
something
was
like
it
that.
Well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
All right. So
I haven't heard it, honestly.
You haven't heard about this thing?
No, I have not.
No wonder your hat's backwards. You're fucking walking backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense. All right. So
You tried.
I'm walking backwards.
You're going through life in a different world.
Exactly.
We're on two different lanes.
Yeah.
All right. So he reports this bleach all over him. He supposedly had a little bit of a scratch in his eye.
Bleach
now,
on him?
There's a lot of things that are suspect. This was during the polar vortex, and it was like 15 below zero on the streets. Chicago, and supposedly two white guys who are walking around with nooses in their hands thought that, that's the gay guy from Empire, the TV show, that black gay guy, and and 10 below zero, and so,
and then all of a sudden they're like screaming out like,
yeah,
all
and
these
they,
slurs
they beat him
and...
up and they put a noose around his neck, poured bleach. That was what he reported.
Yeah.
All right. And a lot of people were like me, I have a logical mind. That's what it's something I have just. And it's like, this doesn't hold water. That doesn't make sense. There's too many potential. And then there's footage. There's thousands of hours of footage because Chicago has the best camera system.
Yeah.
It's almost like England. They can see everything.
CCTV.
And they can't find out where this guy got supposedly beaten up because they have him the whole fucking way. And they can't find an ounce of evidence. Now what they do is the police department says, okay, they won't hand over his phone. I watched the interview when he was with, I forget her name, from ABC. The interview is like, well, they wanted my phone. Like,
why wouldn't you give them your phone?
Well, here's the
I understand that.
Here's the other part of the story. That went, what the fuck? All right, listen. If I just got lynched and somebody just fucking insulted me to the highest level, I don't want you to catch the guy. I don't want to give you your fucking phone.
Here's the detail. So he was apparently on the phone with his manager.
Right.
When this attack happened,
his witness.
So
supposedly,
like, they want to like see like phone records or like something, like, okay. Maybe they can like.
So he doesn't want. He doesn't.
Like,
I got.
Call,
I got photos on there and shit. You know. All right. Okay. You don't want us to catch you. You. Somebody just put a noose around your neck and you. The way you don't want to.
Like
keep
you're
us
worried from, about your nudes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. So that throws up a big flag. And so here's the funny part. And here's my big picture to everybody. Not this particular fucking story, but we the people. Okay, wake the fuck up in the sense that. Stop! Don't be roping around like a fucking dizzy fucking lemming walking around just following the news all day. Mm-hmm. You better learn that the shit out there is fucking horse shit, and you better just start putting your nose to the fucking ground and just worrying about yourself. Stop being puppeted around and your emotions being dragged around like a bitch. You know, the American public's become a bitch. Like, oh, look what's the... You know, and so here's the funny part about this story. Chicago police, since day one, said they're getting heat because they're saying alleged. Yeah. People are attacking them. National media. How could you call it the gay community? Oh, my God. You fucking... Everybody's fucking flipping out over principle, not fact or truth. They're all flipping out. They're like, how dare you fucking hate me? I'll kill you. This is the
innocent until proven guilty, Everything's alleged until it's proven.
The people fucking flipping out, okay?
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
The other thing I found incredibly amusing, how this country finds itself enthralled with the opinion of the Hollywood elite. Yes, I'd really want to have my head up my ass the rest of my life because I want to know what fucking so-and-so said. But this girl, Ellen Page, loved her in Juno. The actress.
That's about all that she's really done.
Yeah, is it? Right? I don't know. I think
she did like a roller derby movie, I think.
Yeah, I saw that piece of shit. Now, I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even remember what
the
name was.
She's a great actress. Good for her.
Sounds like she's part of the LGBT community.
She is lesbian. She is married. Hey. And now she goes on the TV show and basically calls out Michael Pence because of he doesn't believe in homosexuality. He comes from a faith where he finds it somewhat of an abomination. You know, that's his faith. I get how backward it is, but that never mind. That's his faith. Just like you want to marry who you want. You know, you want to say the things you want to fucking say on this podcast. Yeah. If somebody wants to believe in that faith, God bless them. Who am I to judge that person? Don't be a hypocrite. Yeah.
As long as they're not hindering someone from doing something,
exactly.
Of course.
Now this woman goes on.
If he wants to think it's an abomination, that's one thing. But if he wants to stop other people from sucking each other's dicks, like
the thing is, when you think it's an abomination and you have power,
I mean, he's probably
he might not be the best person for power. That's all I'm saying.
Well, listen,
he doesn't want to hang out with other women.
This is my group, in my opinion.
First of all, if he passes any legislation to stop that, it's interference to me. All right, that's a whole different story. I don't agree either. All right, but she goes on a whole tirade and blames him for this. She says, it's because of you. This is why things like this are happening. On national TV, and has a very Oscar performance, almost crying over the whole thing, which I found interesting. So now she has to eat shit. Yo, who are you fucking going to blame now? Who are you going to blame now? Okay, so now what happens, this is the best part of the story. So while people are all going like this, and we had it on the show, we talked about it, we didn't believe it. You know, everybody, you know, some people said to me, somebody calls me, well, you're racist. Look, motherfucker. Yeah, go, you know what I mean? Go jump off a cliff, you dumbass. You know, to call somebody racist because of their opinion of something because they have logic in their head. It's nothing to. So here we find out. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to give up his phone. He finally gives up his phone. And first of all, this kid has no respect for the Chicago Police Department.
Is it the phone that was the evidence that.
Yes, because here's what happened. He finally gives his phone, and what this fucking guy does, he deletes certain calls from his call list. He doesn't delete them all. He doesn't want to look suspicious. He deletes just certain calls. The police have the ability to subpoena those fucking phone records. Yeah. They subpoena these phone records and go look at the two phone numbers he deleted. The fucking two guys from Wakanda from fucking, you know, that were his buddies that were supposedly
from
white
Wakanda,
guys.
From Empire.
Yeah. He
wasn't in Black Panther.
No, he's from the nation of Wakanda. You know,
just
it's
as a joke.
A real place.
It's like on the, try to put this as a comedy podcast. This is an ABC News. Right? So,
I thought it was.
Yeah. So these guys show up, the big muscle guys, and they turns out one was an extra on there, and they blah blah blah. All right, now it's okay. The evidence is mounting, but here's the funny part: the police basically took the number from his phone. Then went to them, arrested them, and they were like, fuck this. He hired us. You know, this is what happened.
He hired us.
Saying like fucking canaries.
Now, people are like, what if this is untrue? I go, well, first of all, here's the point. To me, that doesn't matter. He said there were white guys that beat the shit out of him, but there are two black guys he knows. So anything else that happens from that fucking misery story has nothing to do with the fact of anything of racism, anything of a hate crime. It's, everything is just his own little fucking, you know, his own little brew of horse shit that he's got to deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, everybody's ready. The whole media, oh, how dare you call it alleged? How dare you say it's alleged?
I mean, it is until it's proven.
Yes.
That's how that's how the news has to report it. That's how the cops have to talk about it.
Why is it with something else that happens? You know, it's like the guy who's the lieutenant governor in Virginia or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, like he's right. Nobody's freaking out over this guy. He's got two sexual, you know, the people are like, you know, why don't we have people just parading around? And, you know, it's just freaking ridiculous. So people just stop watching the news. Watch your local news.
No, just don't watch the news at all.
No, don't.
Misinformed.
Yeah, then you walk around with your hat on backwards exactly. Like this guy running open mics.
Stay uninformed, guys.
If you don't watch the news, you have more time to run open mics.
That's the moral.
It helps. You know?
That's the message of the story
today. That's
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're going for here.
Yeah.
That is what we are here to say. Any rate, I think it was just disgusting.
Yeah.
Chicago police.
Starting unneeded drama.
Here's what's going to happen. Again, I'm not an attorney, but I did get a 158 on my LSAT. All right. So he may go to jail for 3 years.
Yeah, he can.
Here's the other thing. I don't know what the fuck, you know, if anybody's going to hire this guy now. Would you watch anything of this fucking poser? I mean, if it's good.
There's something. Like,
you sell out, cocksucker. Look at you. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't have principles, but if if they're talented,
I mean,
of course
is,
I'm going to watch
he's
it.
He's very, very talented. Like, that's honestly, like, the most bizarre thing is because he is incredibly talented. Yeah. He's on Empire, which means that
no matter what,
I mean, yeah, I don't think anybody's really watched it past like this. I stopped watching it after the first season, but it's like a powerhouse show with Taraji P. Henson, he's working with
you think his career is over? That's my question. Do you think his career is over?
I think he fucked up here.
He's done. He's going to be an Uber driver in fucking 6 months.
Yeah, I mean,
it could definitely get him in jail for sure.
Well, if he doesn't go to jail, and he should go to jail because here's the thing about Chicago.
Wasting
I don't know if you guys
resources.
Are aware of
it.
Yeah, Chicago has the highest murder rate in any city, I think,
it's
one
like
of the top two or three. Right? Exactly. And this guy is saying, "Oh, let me tie up thousands of police hours."
Yeah.
A very high-profile case because I am who I am.
Yeah, exactly. And the police officers are going to take it seriously because of the
nature
of America.
Now, conspiracy theorists would tell you that there's been whispers coming to him and saying, offering kind of things. You know, the Illuminati types come and say, hey, you know, you want to get things. And I'm just telling you that to these false flags, these things to generate our hatred for each other.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that, you know, we all have to now, like, it's them, us against them kind of thing. You know, and it hits hard. I mean, I can't even go on Facebook
You're on
anymore.
Our team now, Brianna.
You know, I can't even go on Facebook anymore because I'm so tired of seeing horse shit on there about the bad. Yeah. I've been snoozing the shit out of people on Facebook, man.
That's my favorite.
I've been snoozing.
My favorite button.
Yeah.
So it's like a block button. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, yeah, like the snooze. You can temporarily like unfollow somebody for 30 days.
30 days, they don't show up.
So it's like let's let this like.
I wonder how many people have done that.
I don't know.
Probably. But.
This guy's another.
Automatically, like, I see a notification from Sean Mullins, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna.
Enough of this shit.
Turn that.
You know,
I mean, it's no offense. I just don't need that many notifications in my phone of everybody
really
that wants to
care.
Comment on it.
I tell you what I do, though. Will you tag what you have? Some people don't like that method of being tagged. I don't give a shit because here's the way I deal with it, okay? And if I didn't like you, I'd probably like, this fucking asshole. You know, but I mean, I think he's a good kid. So I'm like, oh, I go to the thing, I go to my list, and I go, hide it. I don't want it on my wall.
Exactly.
And then that's it. You know what I mean? Now you should get to the impression at some point that we know.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, with the new ones coming out, I want to get people like the word out and stuff.
That's the nice thing is seeing like all the new ones.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's great. It's the opportunity.
I don't mind seeing it. Like, I don't mind getting that initial one. I just have to turn it off and hide it because I don't want all the comments.
And I don't mind reminders either. I'm happy with the reminder because all of a sudden, I'm like, what am I going to do tomorrow? Hey, okay, this is
exactly.
Idea.
Some people actually like want it. Like, people appreciate it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, other people, I try to like, if someone tells me, oh, I don't want like stop tagging me in it, like I'll do it. I'll try to, like, I'm not trying to like bug anyone, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Here's the last thing. We'll talk about the etiquette of an open mic when it comes to special people, VIPs, professionals, touring comics, established people in the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
this is Dougie teaching you how he wants
to
be treated.
I'm not teaching him. No. This is something that here's the thing, and I mentioned this to Victor. I go, it's your room. Mm-hmm. You do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not here to tell you how to do anything. I would, you know, if I watch you flop on your face and I feel bad for you, I'll probably try to help you. If you ask me for advice, I'll give it. But I'm not at the point anymore of just giving out free advice.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It's not that you want to do it any fucking way you want to do it. I respect it. I don't give a fuck. You ask me, you want to say, hey, what do you think I should do? I'll say, hey, well, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not a professional at running open mics. Mm-hmm. I run booked shows, 3 or 4 people on the show. You know what I mean? So it's a bit different. But
you have experience running rooms, and you could have like advice for us, of course.
Been there. So there's some, hey, if I'm walking down that path, you walk that path. Yeah, 80 times a fuck. Every day for the last 15 years. Well, fuck, man. I guess you got some interest, right? I should hear what you have to say.
Definitely.
Don't go there barefoot. So So get it. You know, just don't go walking barefoot.
Because apparently hosts don't like you going barefoot to open mics.
Yeah,
it's way funnier than it could have been.
It could have been. But here's the thing. What happens in big areas, like you're in New York, you're ready to go on stage, all of a sudden you get bumped because Artie Lang gets there. Anymore as much. But, somebody walks in, you get bumped. This. You get bumped and things like that happen. And listen, I don't expect to be treated a certain way. You know, I hope I do, because to me, because I think of it not as me as a comic, I'm thinking me, the guy who runs the venue, because I run a venue. Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes into if I have a show that's booked and all of a sudden, Vic DiBedetto comes walking in, I'm like, holy fuck, I'm not going to give the guy a spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, the only thing I got to worry about is not pissing off the headliner, because you put up a killer up there that does 10, 5, 8-minute spots and just, I've had that happen where all of a sudden I'm like, oh, let me wait till after the feature goes up. I can't put you up before the feature. The feature is never going to follow your fuck, because the guy's a 30-year comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to make decisions.
And you have to ask the feature, too, I feel like. You make sure
fuck the feature. The feature just better be happy with the work.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you should make that. You basically make that decision. You know, the headline. It's always up to the headliner first. What do you want this? So it's Victor DiBedetto's here. He wants to do a guest spot. Yeah. What do you want? Hey, is that cool? Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to be an asshole. Well, no, fuck Vic.
Yeah, that's
true. He doesn't do that either. So you got to make your own decisions. Everybody has their own roles to play in these fucking moments. Mm-hmm. How well you handle them is usually determined or predicated on how many times you've been through it before. Remember walking down that path? Is everybody still paying attention? But here's the thing. If I go to an open mic, you know what I mean? I'm there. I can promise you this. I'm there for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go up on that stage and go, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not, you know what I mean? I have
a funny story.
I have a purpose. I'm here for a reason. I got 6, 5, 7 minutes I want to fucking do.
Yeah.
And if you know what, I could deliver if the show is at one of these moments where it's, oh, fuck, another guy with an ass-eating joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck the list. This is where I'm going to slip Dougie in.
I mean, ass-eating joke.
Ass-eating Dougie.
No, I was at a mic in Miami, and some big guy who's at the Improv comes in,
right.
And he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna try out new stuff. It's gonna be awesome. And I was supposed to go on, and I was like, yeah, for sure. And he ends up doing 40 minutes of crowd work.
Oh god!
I know who it is. I can tell you who it is. Look, go ahead. I don't need to.
Yeah,
you don't need to out him.
And then another bigger comic comes in and calls him out after, and he's like, I've seen Louis C.K. do spots, and he respects the light, and who do you think you are, basically? And it was actually pretty cool to see.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I shouldn't say I haven't seen that done. I've seen that done. And I caught up on my Crashing, my HBO Crashing with Pete Holmes.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, see, that's a great thing on HBO, man. You guys got
to
see it.
You're talking to two, broke kids here. Yeah. You know, one of us can afford HBO.
Goddamn millennials.
What's a TV?
It's your fault.
Yeah, so, anyway, it's a story. But that's pretty, that would have been, now you got to tell me after the show who the fuck this was. I already have a guess. I already can figure it out. Yeah, but you don't. And that's
just a respect thing, because, I stayed an extra hour because, to do 5 minutes, thought it was funny.
and two things, that the time, number one, and the fact that you're doing fucking crowd work, you're not even doing material that's, you're just up there as a selfish, narcissistic prick sucking up all the stage time you possibly can. And listen, I don't, when I find out who it is, you know, we probably know each other. And I'll say that I'm going to say it to you if this, once I find out who the fuck you are, you know, I'm going to be surprised. Yeah. And, you know, like I'm not going to mention name on this one, but somebody recently told me something that somebody did to them. Like somebody treated them a little fucked up, you know, another comic to another comic over something. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, what is wrong with people? Like, so I'm going to have a talk with the other comic. I don't, not that I have to, I want to, but I know both these people. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Why well, we here, all? I mean, here's the thing. Like, we're all in the community, you know, like we all see each other all the time. Right. Like I see other comics more than I see like some of my best friends, you know, like we see each other all the fucking time, you know, like there's no reason for us to like be mad at each other or to like cause like all of this drama. There's no need
for it. Or forget the cupcakes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Everyone hated you for that.
You didn't even know about it.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you're not on the co-host list. We got a list of co-hosts on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show that everybody gets. Like it's like a plug-in. It's like a bucket system. So getting back to this subject. So I'm going to finish on this, by the way, before we go to straight to the headline. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, right? I think as a booker, if I got pro comics sitting around, you know, people that... I'm gonna fill them in strategically. It has nothing to do, let's say, in a sense, with
honestly,
the list.
Yeah, strategically. Like I've seen it. I went to a show and I was booked on the show. The person before me was like absolutely bombing. The host was like, "Hey, let me pop somebody else in here," and it was just somebody who was there to watch the show. Right. Not even, and it turned out like he was, you know, able to support and you
get
know,
things
like,
going again. And then you go up and...
Yeah, it didn't really work.
Bring the other guy back.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's that time.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter. Hey, it's time for Straight from the Headlines. Where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Is that a typewriter?
It is a typewriter.
What's that?
Yeah. It's like a rotary phone. That's how we get all our hot news, on a rotary dial phone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here's our first story of the day. Florida sixth grader arrested after dispute over Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, my God. I saw that headline and I was going to click on the article, but I didn't. What happened?
Well, this has interesting implications. One, it's right here in Florida, but the sixth grader, during the national anthem, decided not to stand. And basically, his policy is if somebody doesn't stand, whatever, don't fucking stand. You'll be in prison soon anyway. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
No, listen. No. It's an excuse.
Let's not make that.
Yeah, fuck that. These fucking know-it-all cocksuckers at the fucking sixth grade. You know, it's a joke.
Look, everybody goes through their rebel period,
oh, please,
all right?
Please, okay.
The kid probably just found out about, like,
somebody heard some
protesting or something and decided to try it out, you know?
Yeah, he's taking
civil
a knee.
Civil disobedience.
He's taking
you know?
A knee, this kid. He knows Colin Kaepernick just got fucking $60 million. Because of with the NFL agreement.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
Here's $60 million. Yeah, stop
sorry
protesting.
Sorry we fucked up your career.
It didn't work as well.
I don't know.
All right. It says here, the national anthem is offensive to black people, the boy reported and told the teacher. Yeah, that's what you want. Six-year-old telling. Now, it's happening in Lakeland, Florida. Yep.
Sixth grader.
Sixth grader. Oh, okay. Middle school student in Central Florida was arrested this month after the 11-year-old boy disrupted class by refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, according to the local news. The incident happened on February 4th at the Lawton Childs Middle School, a middle academy in Lakeland.
Garbage. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He has a right to do that.
Yeah, he can, but the problem is the teacher said he became disruptive about it.
Yeah.
Kyle Kennedy,
I mean,
a spokesman.
How could disruptive? Like, was he not, like, just sitting there quietly? Was he just, like, sitting there?
Was he, like...
And, like, was he singing, like, Cardi B? Yeah. Like, all Bodak Yellow or something? Like, what is the... How is he being so disruptive?
Let me read on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Kyle Kennedy, spokesman for the public school, said the sixth grader was arrested after becoming disruptive and refusing to follow repeated instructions by school staff and law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Stand up for the pledge, motherfucker!
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot!
Like, what?
The district said the boy was not arrested because he wouldn't participate in the pledge. The students are not required to participate.
Okay.
Police said the boy threatened the teacher.
Okay, so wait a minute. So what is he actually, like, what are What's the charges he here? Like,
he threatened the teacher.
Yeah.
He says, fuck you.
He's not getting arrested for not participating in the pledge. But he's getting
arrested.
The teacher
said, he came out and said, this is a racist thing. I'm not standing for the, he incited the crowd, the crowd,
so
listen to me,
getting
the classroom.
For, he's getting arrested for inciting a riot or for,
well, because then,
like,
he became,
or disturbing the peace.
All right, hold
or,
on a second. Let's say we're talking about your child, and your child is in there getting in a fucking debate with the school teacher, which is breaking decorum of just basically having discipline of understanding your settings. You have a problem with it. You go to the teacher before. This is my son. I'm not going to excuse what the fuck he's doing. I'm not going to tell him not to think the way he thinks, but I am going to say.
But also, like, why the fuck are you arresting a sixth grader?
Well, now I know why. And if he is my son, he's getting some big discussion with a teacher. Like, he's got the same moral high ground as the teacher that's dedicating her life to teaching kids, not some punk-ass kid who read a fucking magazine cover fucking today.
BuzzFeed.
All right?
Article.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he got on Reddit all of a sudden. He's becoming inquisitive. Right? The kid doesn't deserve that kind of respect. Yeah. This is why the fucking world's in a crazy place. Everybody can just fuck up any way they fucking want. Oh, I could just do whatever the fuck I want. And if I fuck up, guess what? Whoopsie-doo. Yeah. Whoopsie-doo.
Like, a lot more. Like, there's a lot of different discipline, you know, like, steps that you could take before arresting a kid. Like, I don't understand.
Here's the thing.
What bases did they cover first?
If it got aggressive and if it got threatening back and forth, the kid's going to go to jail. And if all of a sudden he gets verbal and a threat with a teacher and he can't be restrained, people are like, don't come near me. They got to call the police. He's going to be restrained. He's going to be held. He's not going to spend fucking months in the fucking pokey, you know, but he's going to be scared a little straight.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, he deserves it. You don't go argue with your fucking teacher.
Yeah, personally, I think we should arrest all our kids who argue with anyone. You know,
I mean,
it'll
the
teach
thing,
him
like,
a solid lesson.
Yes.
Like, you don't want people to be sheep. You don't want people to, like, just, like, consume the media, like, irresponsibly. But also, you want them to just, like, sit down and not.
Let's just put more people in the justice system. Why don't we do that?
Here's the thing, then. Right? So you're
like,
young,
I think that's the best choice.
Your young minds are limited because you see, you don't know what you don't know. In the sense that you don't have to do it then. You sit there. You don't say anything to the teacher. After class, you go, Mrs. So-and-so. I respect that there's a national anthem. I don't like to stand for it because these are my beliefs. I hope you can respect that, and I apologize. I don't mean any disrespect. The kid can sit down and fucking play his video game for all she cares at that point.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Accountability and responsibility are missing in this fucking country. You can't just go around expecting people to put up with your shit when it's fucking hidey tidy, but you're not handling yourself in a fucking proper manner. You can't sit there and hold a fork and knife like you know what you're eating and all of a sudden lick the fucking ketchup bottle. All right?
You want to bet?
Yeah.
Interesting analogy. Well,
I was going in a flow. I didn't
food
want to
analogies,
slow down.
Man. And they just keep coming up.
I do relate a lot to food, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's just a bizarre. I don't know.
When the boy
I
refused
like
to participate,
to.
The teacher asked the boy if the United States was so bad, why he didn't find another place to live.
So that's being really like.
The boy reportedly replied, they brought me here. Kennedy said the teacher was not aware of the district's policy regarding the pledge and is no longer a substitute teacher in the county.
Oh, man. Kevin O'Hare, you need to step up your life.
Damn it, Kevin.
Imagine Kevin.
It sounds like on both parts they're kind of agitating each other.
That's the world. That's the world. People don't want to, you know. But here's this.
But it is 11-year-old kid. Like, how? Like, what type of mental capacity does he have to argue
with
the teacher?
Well, he's stepping
up. Here's the thing. Like, if the teacher hadn't have, like, said something like that, then the kid would have just, like, sat there and been quiet more than likely.
I'm guessing not. He seemed like he was ready to make a stance.
Yeah.
Here's another story. Husbands accidentally. This is such a sad story, but it's funny. This is one of those stories you read it, like, can I laugh? But
yes, I
okay.
can.
Husband accidentally runs over wife on Valentine's Day, killing her.
Oh my God!
She just ordered that $150 steak.
Yeah,
had to take her out, man.
Nice callback.
Even worse, the sides were a la carte.
Yeah. A husband is reeling from the tragic accident in Lehigh Valley after police say he ran over his wife 14 times. No, I'm like,
oh, boy.
No, I'm like,
she ran into my knife.
The fatal incident happened around 3 p.m. Thursday on the blah, 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 blah.
3 p.m.? She
early
didn't even have
special.
A chance.
Police say
she probably put her
it
head
was like broad
there.
Like, I don't know how.
Honey, go check the air pressure.
Yeah.
Police say 66-year-old Terry Mitchell
it was the early bird special.
Let his wife, Deborah, out of the vehicle. She then apparently fell to the ground, possibly due to a medical issue, while walking towards the back of the car. Police say Deborah was out of view of her husband, and Mitchell ran over her as she backed out of the driveway.
Now's my chance.
She was pronounced dead in roadkill at 3:15 p.m.
My God.
Can you imagine? Honey, where are you at, honey? God damn it, she's always fucking running late.
Was that the cat? No, that was my wife.
Oh my God, they're going to put speed bumps in the neighborhood in memory of her.
I told the kid I don't want that
the
shitty
same
Spanish
size
paper.
She was.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
That's ridiculous.
Every single time.
I have no idea. Was that in Florida too?
No.
Oh, okay.
Where was that?
Mm-hmm. Relative? What was a video of that guy? Smullet. I don't know, Lehigh Valley, wherever that is.
Pennsylvania, I believe.
You think?
Oh, dang.
Chicago, well, it says, well, that's temperature, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it's cold as fuck there now.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Going to be there in March, by the way. My first headline gig with Zanies in April. Come go to DougAlmeida.com and check it out. All right, here's another story. Oh, I mentioned this earlier. Pelosi wishes everybody happy Thanksgiving, but it was Valentine's Day. She is, that. God bless that woman, but she's, by the way, Judge Ginsburg is fine back in sight. She showed up. People thought
that
she was dead and the Democrats were hiding her away like a weekend at Bernie's. Like, we can't have the Republicans have another fucking Supreme Court judge.
It's not even Ruth Bader. She looks different. I don't know. She looks taller.
Yeah.
I think it's just Bernie Sanders in a wig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would love to see Bernie Sanders in a wig now that you mention it. Can we?
All of a sudden, she's like, socialism, I love it.
Where's Lalo when you need him to Photoshop something?
Oh, yeah.
Early in the day, House Speaker gave her weekly brief press conference. She could be seen suffering from brain freezes, confusing millions and billions, and at one point caught herself holding up only one finger of only... holding up only five fingers while talking about six bills.
I mean, you only have five fingers.
I mean, if you've got your hand up, no, like you don't if you're go, talking with your hand.
Yeah, yeah. That you go. You come from the Enron School of Accounting, I imagine.
Well, this is, I think, six in sign language.
It also means
wrong,
that also means
so.
You're right alt. Next thing you know, she's getting accused
oh,
of being part
right,
of the KKK.
You're right, that's right. I forgot
you get
about
more hand
power
signals.
Now, yeah.
or she's a member of the Crips.
I was just looking for a way to work that in there.
Hmm. Yeah, she's that. God bless that woman, but she's. Yeah. I think she's losing it. Her capacities are not maintained. Now, this is not a surprise to me, but it says here that in Manhattan, the ATM machines in Manhattan. You ever use an ATM machine? Listen, I believe in the pinky.
Manhattan, yes.
I believe in the pinky rule. When I go to the gas station and ask for my zip code, when I put my card in, the pinky does the dialing. But when I'm at an ATM, the pinky does the dialing.
Really?
Sounds like my girlfriend, man.
Yeah.
The pinky.
don't be fucking crude. All right, so the pinky.
Sean also likes rainbow flowers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Shout out to all reach my gay around. Supporters. I like a bouquet of reach around.
So, you know it. That's just me. I wear backwards hats and I go either
and
way you want.
Backwards.
I just want him to think I'm still looking at him.
Yeah, exactly.
So I use that because
I
it's dirty as shit. Like ATMs, everything's fucking dirty as shit.
Okay.
The ones in Manhattan are riddled with bacteria. I had somebody see one time I was doing that, getting gas, and the guy says, can I ask you a question? Why are you using your pinky? I said, because I'm working them out. Because I don't just do my back, my neck,
one
my chest. When I work
two.
Out my legs.
Yeah, exactly.
When I work out, I work out my hands, my fingers,
yeah, work out
my
everything.
Toes. You know what I mean? I work out my right calf. Only I spend the whole day just on the right calf.
Yeah.
That's funny. You on the food truck, so like sometimes I scoop ice cream. Like my right arm is unusually strong.
Yeah.
Just from scooping ice cream.
Just from scooping ice cream, you guys.
Oddly enough, I always sit to the left of my boyfriend as well.
Exactly.
What boyfriend?
Yeah.
Strangers on a train.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tire workout.
So my boss, he put like a little squeeze thing
I bet.
On the truck. So while we're driving the truck.
He can work out the other hand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, boy, he's that really into sense. Occupational therapy.
I guess so.
Right? I
that's
just figured
weird.
That. That was like a Jeopardy answer. What's occupational therapy?
The thing where you do the squeezy thing, right?
According to a recent report, a typical Manhattan ATM is more bacteria-ridden than a wide range of other heavily used objects, including subway poles, Wi-Fi hubs, and and the handle on a public toilet.
Wi-Fi hubs?
Yeah, I don't know why that was in there.
That's a really weird...
Whenever I connect to this Wi-Fi, I get a virus. HIV.
The keypad, the keypad touchscreen card reader of each cash machine was tested. He also tested 9 other objects and surfaces, and he rubbed his dick once in a while. Yeah, the dirtiest of the ATMs almost always are the card readers. It's interesting because you're putting your card in there.
Yeah.
This is such a weird... That's such
I know.
We're going to get condoms for our
cards. I can't lift my cards after I use them in the ATM anymore.
For security purposes, that's what you got to do. We're going to get condoms for your cards so they can keep people
from
skipping
your information.
They
already have like those gloves for eating wings.
Yeah.
Like, just carry those around with you everywhere. It's literally... Yes,
so that's what you want to do. I want to bring... Listen, I don't like to use prop comedy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I play the guitar and shit. I like to sing. So there's part of me that, you know, like start singing songs and pissing off the acts. They got to follow me. Like, oh, fucking guy with a guitar, damn. You know, with funny material, I'd be crushing. Oh,
you should do that at Robot and get 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I should do. Like, that one lady goes up there and she speaks fucking 8 minutes to tell us about the song and tells about her fucking political shut the fuck up. I didn't come here to hear politics.
Pretend you're, like, tuning your guitar the
whole
time.
Look, she's got some great songs about sending horses to the glue factory, okay?
Oh my God,
it's a serious
please.
Issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God bless her, but please. I was there one night, and I don't hide my emotions anymore when I'm in a... Like, if something's really irritating me and she's up there, she's like, oh, this song was written. Oh, I want you guys to vote for so-and-so. Oh, I'm going to fucking kill this woman. Just fucking sing the song.
She's so cute, though.
Oh, please. Fuck. I wish she got run over by her husband. I'm only kidding.
I was hoping that you were going to go with reindeer on that one.
Yeah. Anyway, right, so don't use ATMs in New York. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Speaking of sick fuckers, this has been the level of oddity and the that occurs in the state. But in Florida, another doorbell licker.
Another one? I was on the show for the last one. That's funny.
You're right. Remember we talked about it a few weeks? There's another guy now. He's like, oh, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
Is it another one?
He probably
one?
Watched the show and was like, damn, that sounds amazing.
Is it another one or is it the same one? He just got
different
caught
guy.
On the video now.
He's a serial door
it's
licker.
A different guy? Wow.
He's a copycat licker.
Ugh.
A copycat liquor.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new fetish. Just
I will take several of those in my apartment.
In Lake Worth, Florida, where Sean's going to be opening another new room.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A man was recorded last month on a surveillance video licking.
I would love to. Lake Worth would be great for an open mic.
All right.
I have a venue in mind, and I would love to do it, but they're
you know why?
Well, much like the kid with the fucking Pledge of Allegiance. Talk to him after class,
yeah,
and then you work
figure
it out.
Figure out how his.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like Lake Worth because there's too many doorbell lickers.
Lake Worthless.
You know?
Lake Worthless.
Yeah,
Lake
too many
Worthless. Every time I've been there, Lake Worthless. In Lake Worth, a man was recorded last month on a surveillance camera video licking.
That's so weird.
Things at licking, not just the door, but things at the front door.
Like other things? Not just the door. That is so weird. Like, does he think that he's going to own it now? Like, this is my doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
I've claimed it.
Exactly.
It was recorded on January 24th. Man is recorded licking the doorbell again and again and again. The news outlet said the man seemed to put a stack of newspapers in front of the camera and pointed toward the newspapers. It's unclear why he was trying to show his audience on the surveillance video. The guy's a star now. People, that's just
he
drugs.
Did it for a political reason. Michael, this is a protest.
My kid,
he just got arrested for not standing for the flag. It's both in Lake Worth, right?
Yeah. He's blaming Michael Pence.
Yeah, exactly.
If you and you do these horrible things to us, we're going to lash out.
He's part of the LGBT.
God damn it, Michael Pence.
That's right. How we just all need to go out and start licking doorbells to protest them.
Yeah, what the world would be a better place.
If he doesn't just break down and start licking some dicks.
Yeah. I need video of Michael Pence licking doorbells before I stop the protest.
Yeah. But until then.
What is it? That one TV show, Black Mirror. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, my wife was watching that shit. It's like a modern day Twilight Zone.
Yeah, like the first
Twilight Zone's coming back though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan Peele. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
The first episode, they were like insisted that this politician had to fuck a pig.
Really?
On national TV.
Hillary Clinton was in this?
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah,
fucking horrible woman. I'm going to probably have people outside my door tomorrow saying that.
Yeah, let's skip that.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, by the way, Wiener. Anthony Weiner was released from prison today. And yeah, he went to prison.
I thought he just like took a picture of his dick and sent
it. Yeah, but he sent it to an underage girl.
It was Mr. Weiner. Come on.
And
I mean, I feel like it's kind of expected, a last name like that. Like,
yeah, it's not a surprise. Like the guy I used to buy drugs from in high school, his last name was Greengrass.
Kind of like Bernie Madoff, you know?
Exactly. Who would write a check to that guy? It's like having sex with a prostitute named Shirley No Cure. It's like finding out your drug dealer's name is Officer. Women, here's a story, our last story of the day. Women mistakes dynamite for a candle. Hold on a second, honey. I'll get a light in here in a minute.
That sounds like a cartoon.
That really does.
It's like,
like, holy shit, when did we get into Looney
Like
Tunes?
A Bugs Bunny.
Did a fucking Roadrunner hand it to you before
I know,
you lit
right?
it?
Like,
a Connecticut woman is recovering in the hospital after mistaking a stick of dynamite for a candle. Who the fuck has sticks of dynamite in their house, though?
Like, how did... Where? Yeah, okay, let's find out more detail. Mm-hmm. Where did she get this
May
from?
May have to Snopes this. Dynamite a candle during a power outage. Katrina Gutierrez didn't realize her mistake until the dynamite exploded in her hand, injuring her face, chest, and arms. I think this is the same dynamite stick that supposedly lynched fucking Jussie Smollett.
She is planning
to sue the former owner of their home for leaving the explosives in the basement. I think this is a fake story.
Fake news. She just wants
money. I think it's a fake story.
I mean, I know her arm's missing.
What's up, Holly?
But I think she might be faking. Yeah. It's for the insurance.
This was her way of like making sure that she didn't get caught.
I remember some of the basics
protest.
Of this story.
Like, not she's trying not to get caught cheating on her husband and like.
Well, we don't
want.
Well, listen.
Like that. This is a.
Well,
weird,
listen. I don't want to cheat you guys out of fucking story, so I can't. I don't believe that story. I'll probably edit it. But here's the story: bad nightmare. A man's car stolen while he's sleeping in the back seat. Now, some people steal a car and there's a kid back there like, oh, fuck, this guy's sleeping in his car. And next thing you know, he's driving around like, what the fuck? Someone's driving my car.
That's a very aggressive Uber.
That's weird.
In Newark, Delaware, a man's nap in the back of his car in Delaware turned into a nightmare after the car he was sleeping in was stolen and crashed.
Oh, even worse.
That's so funny.
Musician Justin Corner told the news he had spent
Starving
a night
artists.
Playing music with friends, went to sleep in his vehicle, and had a dream involving someone jumping in the front seat and taking his fucking car. It was just mayhem from those State Farm, or was that
Blue?
Okay,
mayhem
so wait. Was it actually
Allstate commercial?
Yeah. Was it actually stolen, or was this his way of like trying to cover up that he was drunk?
Yeah,
it's another fake story.
Turns out he owed he was upside down on the car loan, so he just wanted to fucking total it.
Yeah.
A Newark Police Department police statement says someone drove off in the car on Sunday morning and bailed after seeing the man sleeping in the back, police said. They said the car crashed.
They bailed while the car was still driving.
They literally just were like, you know what?
Yeah. The guy screams, gets out of the car, doesn't put it in park and get out. Doesn't have time
not
for that.
Like,
just lets
wow.
it roll. The fucking guy's like, what's going on?
Dude, my house.
Rolls into the oncoming traffic. Where's everybody going? Oh. Corner says he woke and saw car treads on the lawn and destroyed bush and realized he hadn't been dreaming.
What if
he says police
sounds like the title of a porno.
He says police appeared ready to take him away before another officer said a neighbor had security camera footage. Oh yeah. Like you think okay. The guy thought he was just drunk and lying.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like
so
it,
there's
you know?
Actual
I was about
footage?
To say that. Yeah.
There's actual footage of someone bailing
cameras,
the
man.
Fuck out of his
one
car.
Time,
that's
one time,
crazy.
The city of Margate police knock on my door in the morning, and I had one hell of a night. I'll tell you that. That's all I can say. But my buddy Rick was my old roommate. Everybody knows me. Knows my old buddy Rick. He had a Ford Expedition. And over on Rock Island Road in Margate, I lived out there near the golf course. I think he took an early, he must have been fucked up. He took an early turn and drove right into the island median. That's like the entrance of a fucking community.
Oh,
he like rode the, poof, knocked the sign over, and he ended up, I don't know, he just disappeared. The cops show up there, and this guy's telling me, were you driving a car? I'm like, me driving a car, and I was actually with two chicks last night. I can get the evidence. So I was pretty happy to fuck. I was, do I have an alibi? I got two. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? No, I'm like, so But yeah, so they thought I drove the fucking truck.
Mm-hmm.
But so this guy, hey, good for him. Thank God for the cameras. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God. That's why, like, now they got those things in your car. You can put the camera in your car because somebody says, you hit me.
The dash cams.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You got
to
get
in Russia, they, in order to get car insurance, they're required to have one.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And like, if you see the videos of Russians driving around, oh my God, the things that they do. Like, you think South Florida is bad?
Yeah.
I mean, if everyone had cameras, I mean, we'd see the crazy ass shit going on too. We just don't have so many cameras.
And thank
God
they did that in Russia, because when that meteorite crashed there years ago, we had so much footage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a meteor that hit Russia, about 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah. It shattered windows.
Fucking 1,000 people were injured and shit. Yeah. And it fucking, you know what I mean?
And it was dash cams. That
a lot of dash cams. Yeah. People driving. You see this thing just. You know.
Wow.
And then there was some conspiracy video. Like, they thought maybe a missile tried to hit it before, like, an early entrance. Well, it might, you know, listen, the government's not going to tell us everything they have.
I know that the government doesn't tell everything, but, like, whenever I hear anybody bring up the Illuminati, I really feel like they haven't done a lot of research.
Personally,
into...
I think it's real.
There's definitely a cabal of a few different
powers. Lonnie
Cox
says he went to a summer camp with Freemasons.
So Freemasons are one thing. Freemasons are one thing, but...
Isn't that the Illuminati?
We got to wrap up the show. We're not getting into a whole Illuminati fucking Freemason.
I swear, this is quick.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so there's, like... an original branch of the Illuminati. The Illuminati they were dedicated to the betterment of mankind.
Yeah,
and now all of a sudden they want to
By using devil and worship and witchcraft.
No, it wasn't
and sex
about
and perversions.
That. It was about education and science. It wasn't about all of the Satanists and stuff. Like, it wasn't an evil society. Sorry, that's the only thing that I have to say on that.
All right.
It sounds like she's from the Illuminati.
Yeah, she's trying to defend the Illuminati. Yeah, she's the one.
I won't fall for it. I know. Nico Bowling's on my side.
Yeah, she was also saying, too, by the way, that Jussie Smollett definitely got attacked.
Oh.
I did not say that.
How can you say he was attacked? Anyway, it's all we have time for in the show. I want to thank, of course, Brianna B. for joining us.
Thank you for having me again.
Here on the show. And Sean Mullins.
Thank you.
He's got to go run one of his dozens of fucking shows.
Oh, you know it.
by the way, how can they find out more?
You can follow me at Sean T. Mullins on Instagram or add me on Facebook.
Yeah, please.
I'm
add
everywhere.
And anything you want to share,
Brianna?
Yeah,
you can follow me on Instagram at Romerby. If you're going to add me on Facebook, send me a message first. So that I know that you watch the show. Otherwise, you're just going to sit in my friend request.
Ooh, look at you all selective.
I'm not selective.
So you're not getting by that velvet rope.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a method here. There's that's her wall. Okay, that's her government wall.
Yeah.
That's her wall.
We need to build a wall.
And by the way, Wednesday night, I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv along with my buddy Brian Glowacki with Big Low and Friends. I'm one of the friends. I'm going to be there Wednesday. And then the week after, from Wednesday through Saturday, I'm going to be opening for Mike Marino. Cool. Bad boy of Jersey. He's here to make America Italian again. And we're going to be at the Vasani Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte. Punta Gorda.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that right? It's Vasani's, a Comedy Zone room, Wednesday through Saturday, the end of the month leading into March. We're going to be in the Looney Bins in Oklahoma City and a Little Rock in March. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join the fan page over there on Facebook. Thanks for watching, guys. And we'll have a show on Thursday. I think Randy Vega will be here in his hat. He's probably wearing a hat.
Yeah, he probably,
right?
Probably
forward,
not backwards
like you. No, he's not going to.
See, I'm a youngster.
Would you get mad at him if he had his hat on backwards all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. He's taking my look. What the heck?
Yeah. I've taken pictures of him
me and him
hat
almost
on backwards sometimes.
Yeah, me and him almost look the same with our hats on backwards.
If he didn't have the beard, if he didn't have the beard, he wouldn't be able to talk.
Like twins. Anyway, guys, thanks again for watching, and we'll be back on Thursday right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun.
July of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes.